following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Hello, and welcome to the Did You Know Show. I am your host, Alex Parnuk, and together we'll attempt to resolve some of the most complex problems on the planet, but in a very common sense sort of way, something that seems to be sorely missing in this age of media information overload. In doing this show, one would ask, why have I committed myself to this task? The plain and simple answer is, I want to get information to you that seems to be missing and not provided in the old media. So join me in the show through your interaction by providing comments, suggestions, and if necessary, criticism when you don't agree. You can contact me at shout@theflypod.com. The Department of Justice is that agency in the federal executive branch that is generally referred to as the government's lawyers. One would think easy work as to being able to describe what it does, how it does it, where it does it, when it does its thing, and who is it that is doing of the job of the Attorney General. You would think this would be an especially easy department to discuss, since I, in my previous life, worked under the oversight of the Justice Department for most of the years that I worked in the government. However, as in most research work, one finds that what appears to be a simple task at first turns into something much more complicated and involved. As usual, I looked to a mission statement and found not a simple statement of mission, but a strategic plan encompassing three specific goals. The what, you might say. I have taken the liberty and a bit of shortening, but the main points are kept intact. From their own website, this is what the DOJ says it is supposed to do as that arm of the executive branch of government. Number one, prevent terrorism and promote the nation's security. Number two, prevent crime, protect the rights of the people, and enforce federal law. And number three, ensure and support the fair, impartial, efficient, and transparent administration of justice at the federal, state, local, tribal, and international levels. Quite a lofty set of goals, I believe. But looking further, I found within the confines of that website a section on the managing of the DOJ mission. There I found an interesting opening statement, and I quote, "Management initiatives throughout the department are designed to ensure that its goals and objectives are met with a renewed emphasis on supporting traditional missions." Further, were these bullet points relating to, one, promoting transparency, performance, and accountability, and encourage collaboration and effective partnerships? Need I say anything more than fast and furious, and the Justice Department's lack of candor and difficulty in cooperating with the Congress in its oversight and investigation of the fast and furious scandal within the Department of Justice, and specifically within the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms? Now, as to the who aspect of the DOJ, well, that's simple, the Attorney General. The what are the laws of the land. The when is all the time. The where is within the confines of these United States. The why, because we have a Constitution, folks, encompassing our laws. And lastly, the how is through the various parts of the Department of Justice and other executive branches of government. I thought I'd start with a bit of controversy relating to the Department of Justice's own website. Prior to the Obama administration, previous administrations had used a patriotic motif for their websites, i.e., red and white and blue, patriotic flags, things like that. For reasons unknown, the current administration chose what appears to be a dark and foreboding view, being cloaked primarily in black and white, with the Department of Justice's name in white with a gold shield and a quote that has stirred a bit of controversy on the web, all on a black background. I start with the quote on the front page of the top of the department's own website. I read, "The common law is the will of mankind issuing from the life of the people." Folks, I had to read that quote quite a few times in order to get some sense of the understanding. I looked to find where it came from, trying to get a sense of what it was that the department was trying to say. From an internet source, and I quote, "This quotation on the U.S. Department of Justice's website was inspired from an inscription that is found on the eastern side of the Justice Building that was erected in 1935. Inscribed on the side of the building is, the quote, The common law derives from the will of mankind issuing from the life of the people, framed by mutual confidence and sanctioned by the light of reason. Now I ask, take note of the missing words derived from. They are replaced by the word is in the complete absence of the rest of the quote. Seems this Justice Department can't even get a motto correct on its own front page. And as to the meaning of is and the purpose of this change, I'll let you decide for yourself. Additionally, from various sources, citing the dark nature of the current DOJ site, it was stated that the quote was attributed to a British lawyer, C. Wilfred Jenks, who in the 1930s wrote commentaries on British common law. Further, that he was an advocate of international workers' rights and author of several globalist tracts. However, I believe the quotation did not come from British attorney C. Wilfred Jenks, and searching further, I found information from a spokesperson from the Library of Congress who attributed the quote to Hartley Burr Alexander, a scholar, philosopher, poet, and architectural iconographer who was retained by C. Paul Hennewin, the chief sculptor of the Department of Justice building. But the point here is, why would the Department of Justice, which has this monumental task of enforcing the law of the land, the Constitution, have this model relating to common law as its website front page quotes, and not a more appropriate quote, say, from one of our founding fathers? And then, in the ultimate faux pas, misquote the quote. Again, I'll let you be the judge of that. Now, let's continue with a short history lesson. The Justice Department started out as a one-man, part-time, with the passage of the Judiciary Act of 1789, with the Attorney General providing legal advice to both our first president, George Washington, and the first Congress. In 1870, the Congress passed a bill officially establishing the Department of Justice. In 1884, the control of the federal prison system was transferred from the Bureau of the Interior to the Justice Department. Then, in 1887, under the Interstate Commerce Act, the executive branch's Department of Justice took on additional law enforcement duties. In 1933, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt issued, hold on to your hats now, an executive order, number 6166, which authorized significant changes into the operation of the executive branch. And we were on our way to a governmental largesse and to a department today which encompasses 53 separate entities. Well, the plain and simple fact is the Department of Justice is tasked with enforcing the laws of the United States. But did you know that the DOJ, in doing this enforcement of the laws, does more than prosecute criminals? This department is divided up into many components. Some are small segments of DOJ, while others are quite large. Also, did you know within the confines of the Department of Justice, we find 114,486 employees? Quite a good chunk of people. Did you know that several of the largest components, such as the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, the DEA, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the Federal Bureau of Prisons, the U.S. Attorneys, and the U.S. Marshals Service employ approximately 91% of that total number, or 104,000? Now, I think you'd guess that of the big five, the FBI would be the biggest, but you'd be wrong, because the Bureau of Prisons is the largest with 37,000 employees. And then comes the FBI, the U.S. Attorneys, DEA, U.S. Marshals Service, and finally, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. These large divisions, when looked at from an organizational chart provided by the DOJ, fall under the direct control of the Attorney General. Additionally, in his chain of command are the National Security Division, the Office of Inspector General, the U.S. Parole Commission, and Interpol Washington. The remaining small entities include various parts and pieces of the justice program under the direct line of command of the Associate Attorney General. These are the Civil Rights Division, the Civil Division, the Antitrust Division, Environment and Natural Resources Division, the Tax Division, and Community Relations Service. I could continue to go on and on, but just know this. This is not all of the DOJ from their organizational chart, but from this recital, you can see the scope of the activities of the Department of Justice. Now, everyone should know what the Big Five do, so let's kind of look into that for just a second. The FBI, of course, enforces the criminal laws in the United States. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Now, I was just going to give you a simple answer, but I'd rather read from the DOJ site itself, and this is a quote as to a synopsis of what the Bureau does. quote, the mission of ATF is to conduct criminal investigations, regulate firearms and explosive industries, assist other law enforcement agencies. This work is undertaken to prevent terrorism, reduce violent crime, and protect the public in a manner that is faithful to the Constitution and the laws of the United States. Now, did it say anything about alcohol and tobacco? Ah, yes, it did say something about firearms. But did you also hear repeated the word terrorism again? Then we have the DEA, which enforces controlled substance laws and regulations. The Bureau of Prisons protects society by confining offenders and controlling environments of prisons, communities-based facilities that are safe, humane, cost-efficient, appropriate. Oh, come on, government mumbo-jumbo. U.S. attorneys conduct the trials relating to violations of federal law. And lastly, the United States Marshal Service, the oldest law enforcement agency of the United States, brought into existence by the first president, George Washington. The U.S. Marshals have a job that is almost impossible to execute. They have the security of the courts. They execute its orders, transport prisoners, conduct fugitive operations, provide witness protection, maintain an asset seizures program, and lastly, protect the viability of the currency. Now, before we finish, I'd like to address two issues that should be brought to your attention when dealing with the mission and responsibility of this Justice Department. Recall that in the beginning of this discussion, I stated the specific goals of DOJ. Goal number one was prevent terrorism and promote the nation's security. And then I said to myself, wait a minute, prevent terrorism, promote security? Isn't that the mission of the Department of Homeland Security? Isn't that why we had major legislation proposed, passed, and instituted, costing billions of dollars, so as to keep America safe from terrorism? And here we find the DOJ assuming that very task. Now listen to the mission statement of DHS. I quote, Homeland Security is to ensure a homeland that is safe, secure, and resilient against terrorism and other hazards. Come on, folks, what's going on? Listeners, something is amiss here. I believe we have an executive branch of government that hasn't got its priorities or function straight. Imagine the conflict and mixed signals being sent to law enforcement entities within these various parts of the executive branch of government and the turmoil that it is causing. And then there's goal number two, prevent crime. Protect the rights of the people and enforce federal law. Now, if you've been following all of the controversy over the Affordable Care Act, you should be aware that the lack of security as to our privacy of the Affordable Care Act law violates another law, HIPAA, which is to ensure our privacy and security of information within the healthcare system. Also, part of the law provides for unequal treatment of individuals as to employment. So now I'll ask you all, keep an eye on this Justice Department and see how well they handle this one. That should end up being some interesting history story in the future. I certainly hope you now have a better understanding of what it is that the Department of Justice does. Well, until next time in our next Did You Know show, keep your powder dry and your silver coins in your pocket.